Welcome to Canada's National Bible Hour. This is Brian Albrecht, your host. Today our scripture is taken from Psalm 51, verses 1 through 3, which say, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned." These verses tell us that we need a Savior. We're asking God to have mercy upon us. We're asking Him to come into our life. We're asking Him to forgive us our sins, because all of us have done things that bring dishonor to God and separate us from a holy God. And He says, "My sin is always before me." There's great guilt when we have sin, and it overwhelms us sometimes. And He acknowledges that only against God did he sin. But the wonderful thing about this is that God forgives sin because Jesus Christ went to the cross to bear our sins, all of our sins, in His own body as He hung on the tree. And when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, our sins are totally forgiven, and the slate is washed clean, and we're free, and our sins are totally forgiven and forgotten. And we have new life in Christ.
To spreading the gospel and nurturing local Christian communities worldwide. Join us who embark on this journey to preach and build genuine relationships and address the needs of those they serve. And we can't wait for you to hear these uplifting stories. Stay tuned as we explore the meaningful connections being forged and the lives being changed, all through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. From our dear Canadian sister, Sarah Spears, "God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life." John 3:16. Dear friend, this very old story is still a new story over and over as a person comes to believe this truth for himself. Accepting Jesus brings a renewal of heart, mind, spirit, and rejuvenation. This gives every reason to celebrate Jesus with great joy, gratitude, adoration, and humbleness. Please join me. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. What have you done? You have helped 128 people get started on leprosy treatment. Their lives are being saved, and they can't spread the disease any longer. Our hearts are thrilled by what you have done by giving to the Chemia Center program. Another outreach mission trip to screen and treat people for leprosy, Yaw's disease, and Buruli ulcer is happening as we speak. The mud tires you helped buy last year are on the Chemia Center Land Cruiser, keeping it on the road and not stuck in the mud. Through your prayers and compassion, God is reaching down and touching people, convinced that God has forgotten them. God bless you, and may He multiply His grace in your heart and life as you continue to share with an open heart and hand. Two for one, that's always what the advertising says, but God does it all of His own free will and much more. A special thanks go out to everyone who jumped on the motorcycling opportunity to supervise the people treated for leprosy in the Enyel district rather than brought to the Chemia Center. One motorcycle has been bought and another is being considered. I will pass on the pictures as soon as they come. Our internet service at Mfondo has been interrupted by a lack of fuel, rain, and overcast skies. What, 15? Jesus loves small numbers to accomplish His purposes and show His honor and glory. Among the 18 in treatment at the Chemia Center, 15 are preparing to be baptized. What does that mean? They are beginning to learn about God and the wonderful gift of Jesus, who brings life and healing to their hearts, minds, and bodies. Join us in prayer that they will become salt and light in their communities, demonstrating in word and deed that they have been healed in body and in spirit, the chains of Satan have been broken, and they are free. Thanks so much for being a vital part of this life-giving ministry. Are you young enough? You are young if you look forward to each day and will obey God in each moment. Stephen and Marcia Templin, 70 Seconds, and their good friends Chris and Susan Wolf, 60s, are young and have felt God's call to share the love and joy of Jesus with our friends in Congo. They are actively waiting for their visas and filling their bags with items that will improve many aspects of the mission work. We yearn to acquire their administrative knowledge and technical computer skills. Will you please pray for open doors and open hearts in all of the matters that are before them? We truly appreciate your partnership. Taking the opportunity, I have been in Canada for 6 months with my family. The time has flown by while I attended to my sister fighting cancer and my own health, visited churches and supporters, and made new acquaintances. Getting my retirement finances settled was like dealing with someone else's paperwork because retirement hasn't entered my vocabulary yet. Now, new opportunities are on the horizon, requiring my presence and participation. I have requested and been granted permission to return to Congo on a short trip, January 28 to April 28, to support the project. We are praying for God's provision of funds for this endeavor. The first service is to interpret for the Templin Wolf team from January to February 18. This will enrich their experience and ours. Another reason is to form a board of directors for the Kimia Center program. Our visitors, the missionary team, with the return of Jesse Mitchell, hallelujah, will strategize, establish goals, and assist each other in accomplishing them. What is your part? Prayer, giving, insight, wisdom, and encouragement. Hey, maybe you know someone who is an administrator, a doctor of tropical diseases, or a nurse. Please let us in Mission Go know. Have you ever asked yourself this question? One morning in Congo, I desperately looked around my house in all the right places for my house and truck keys, which were on the same ring. Already, people were waiting for me to do their wound care. Finally, in despair, I said, Lord, can't you please tell me where they are? The answer was immediate. In our food cupboard. I had given someone food the afternoon before. Oh, Lord, thank you. Now we need another key to function well. The key to stability and viability of the Kimia Center's program work in Congo requires that the Kimia's Congolese executive director, Guy Serge Ngalipe, and his wife, check Mission Go website, have signing authority of Mission Go's funding account. This request has been delayed, complicated for more than a year because of government policies that are needed to allow this change to take place. Please pray with us regarding this essential matter. Please, can you help? Recently, I was informed that the funds in the Kimia Center account have been depleted with the extra outreach missions 12 to screen and distribute. The leprosy medicines. Now, the whole ministry has to be reinforced. So I am appealing for an extra special response from you, our loyal supporters. The amount required over and above the current provisions would be $7,000 for the next several months to bring everything back in line. Support for me and all aspects of the ministry in Congo is being reevaluated. This will be communicated shortly. Let's keep working together, praying and giving to see lives saved for His honor and glory. Praise God that a little in the hand of God is much, just like one kernel of corn then produces lots of corn cobs loaded with new kernels. Our God is great. Rejoice and be glad. Rejoice with the angels in heaven. Therese has given her heart to Jesus and has gained hope. Hallelujah. Thanks for your continuing prayers for her. Love and prayers, Sarah. As we draw this inspiring episode of Mission Moments to a close, every corner of the world, the profound impact one can have, are not just sharing messages. They are building genuine relationships and meeting heartfelt needs, all driven by their desire to share the transformative love of Jesus Christ. They are testaments to faith in action. Together, we are witnessing lives being transformed by the grace of God. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you will continue to pray for our missionaries and support their efforts to ignite hope and love in every community they touch. Until next time, may the grace and peace of our Lord bless you abundantly. This February, here at Canada's National Bible Hour, we would like to make available another booklet about love, a devotion series by Robert Strand. As we continue the offering, the devotional series by Robert Strand, The Nine Fruits of the Spirit. The Greek word agape means, for God so loved the world itself away with a pure motive and most generously. The golden text of the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. God loved us into his kingdom. The most challenging thing about love is being loving to others. Some people are easy to love, but what about those unlovely people, those enemies? Is it possible to love like God loves? It's impossible for us normal human beings. It can't be done alone. It can only be done with the power of the Spirit and the transformation of the human spirit in Galatians 5, 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In these Bible studies, Fruits of the Spirit, by the bestseller author Robert Strand, you will learn about yourself and how to relate to others as you gain a deeper understanding of what it means to be in Christ. To order your copy of the booklet Love, a devotion series by Robert Strand, please write to Canada's National Bible Hour, Box 1210, St. Catharines, Ontario Postal Code L2R707, or in the U.S., Box 2010, Buffalo, New York, 14231. We pray this series will be a blessing.
Today's message is from Reverend Art Larson. Printed copies are available upon request.
A person who is sure of God, who's conscious of the indwelling Christ, who can face any situation in triumph because of their personal faith in the Lord Jesus, any temptation, any persecution, is a person who has the smile of certainty on their face. There are many, however, who look at it as the height of presumption to speak about being sure, about being absolutely certain of anything, especially of God and of Christ and of the Bible and of heaven. Someone has said the only one thing we can be sure of is death. And then maybe taxes. Well, death is sure. The Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. We all have that appointment. We're all going down the track of time to the terminal of eternity. Taxes? Well, it seems they're sure, and yet some have avoided paying them. But there is one thing which is most important of all. To be sure of heaven, to be sure of Almighty God, and that the salvation that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son, our Savior, is personally yours, that you have made personal what he made possible for all mankind. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The ground of our assurance is therefore found in the Bible. And it also says in James chapter 1, every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Christ, the Bible, God alone can give absolute assurance because they never change. Now, John the Apostle was a person who was absolutely certain and sure. He wrote about these certainties. He wrote 5 books under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, 5 books in the Bible, the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the book of the Revelation. He didn't just hold respectable opinions, he held flaming convictions. He said, these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name, John 20, verse 31. Not once does he say, we hope, or we doubt, or we fear, or we think, or we guess. He says, hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit, 1 John 4:13. Notice there are no such words as possibly, or probably, or perchance, or perhaps. No, John confidently says, behold, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. That's in 1 John chapter 3. This is the constant emphasis of the whole New Testament. Today, I want to take a verse out of 1 John, and that John the Apostle wrote with flaming conviction in this verse about three certainties. Because there are these things that you and I can stake our lives on for time and for eternity. The verse we're looking at today is found in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20. This is what it says, "And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." Now note the progressiveness of John's teaching here. What a difference it makes when the Son of God comes into our life. There can't be full realization of our sinful state until we're confronted by the living Christ who died for us and rose again, by the Holy Spirit who convinces us of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And then by coming to know him and having intimate fellowship with him, we find that life takes on new meaning, that the power of sin is broken. Not only so, but a glad prospect is before us. The best is yet to be, for one day we shall see Jesus face to face and forever bask in the sunshine of his presence. Thus we can have wonderful certainty, even in the face of impending death, which all of us will face. We can be full of certainty. We can have absolute assurance. We can have that kind of smile. Do you have it? Do you have blessed assurance? Can you say it? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Well, listen as we look at these three things in 1 John 5:20 that relate to our precious Lord Jesus Christ. What can you and I be sure of? Well, first of all, we can be sure about the Son of God. Listen to what the verse says. We know that the Son of God is come. Now, the Bible teaches that Jesus is the Son of God, and every true believer gladly proclaims him, even as Thomas of old said, "My Lord and my God." Peter confessed him when he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Paul in Romans chapter 1 writes that Jesus Christ is declared to be the Son of God with power by his resurrection from the dead. It cannot be too strongly emphasized ever that Christianity stands or falls on the person and finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, too, that whatever Christianity is, it is the story of something that took place in the world. It is a historical fact. John also adds in 1 John that anyone who denies that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is Antichrist. He's not of God if he denies that the Lord Jesus Christ came in flesh. John's not holding up a theory, a church, a man-made doctrine, anything of that kind. He's holding up a person. And you say, what difference does that make? Well, it makes all the difference in the world because it gives a person individual contact with a source of Christian power, and it helps you individually to come into living touch with Christ. Here John speaks, we can be sure about the Son of God. And once you are prepared to accept the teaching of the Bible concerning the Son of God, Jesus Christ, then you have no hesitation believing the doctrines and the teachings concerning him. We can happily take our stand with all those teachings, the virgin birth of Christ, the virtuous life of Christ, the vicarious death of Christ, the victorious resurrection of Christ, the verified ascension of Christ, the vital indwelling of Christ in every believer, and the visible return of Christ at any moment, for he said, "I will come again." Yes, we can be sure about the person of the Son of God, the one who came, who died for our sins on the cross, who rose again, who lives today, and who is coming back. The Bible is the greatest hymn book that you have. It's all about him. It's all about the Son of God. Listen to these wonderful words from John in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Read down in verse 14, and it says this, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And again in verse 18, "No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." Precious words indeed. We can be sure of the Son of God. Second, in our verse for today, 1 John 5:20, it not only says that we can know that the Son of God has come, but it says, "and has given us an understanding." Not only can we be sure about the Son of God, you can be sure regarding the Scriptures. "He hath given us an understanding." No one can have spiritual understanding without the Scriptures. Jesus taught that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will guide us into all truth. And of course, when Jesus left, just as he promised on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came to indwell his people, to be resident here in the body of believers called the church, and to convince the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The Bible says that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Bible teaches us that all Scripture is God-breathed, given of God, and profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be mature or perfect, understanding the truth, and fully furnished unto every good work, 2 Timothy 3:16. When you come face to face with Christ, he has brought into your life not only a knowledge of who he is, but a knowledge of who you are. It's like the blind man in John chapter 9 who had come to the Savior and said, "One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I can see." The Bible's like a mirror. It shows us what we are and as we are. So you can be sure regarding the Scriptures, because they teach, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23, that we can't save ourselves, that only God can save us. And he did that by sending his Son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, to rise again, triumphing over sin and death and hell and Satan. And he alone is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. We could never know the way of salvation, the way to God, the way to heaven, if we didn't have the Bible. We're living in a day when people believe anything and everything, and we're supposed to be politically correct and accept all religions and all faiths, and yet no one has the assurance of heaven unless they read the Bible and find out what Jesus said when he said clearly, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." The Bible teaches us, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Yes, we can be sure of the Son of God. We can be sure of the Scriptures, that they were written by God so that we could understand and know what his plan was for us, who he is, who we are, who Jesus is, and the way to heaven, eternal life, and the forgiveness of sins. Listen to what Peter wrote in 2 Peter chapter 1. "We did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And we heard this voice, which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mount," the Mount of Transfiguration. "And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved or borne or carried along by the Holy Spirit." Yes, we can be sure of the Scriptures. When you pick up your Bible, you can know that it is the truth of God, to guide us into life eternal. But thirdly, in our text for today, you can not only be sure of the Son of God and of the Scriptures, but you can be sure regarding salvation. I've been talking about that, But let me emphasize it one more time. For in 1 John 5:20 it says, "We may know him that is true." Yes, you can know Christ personally. You can say with the Apostle Paul, "Christ lives in me, and the life I now live in this body, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." The scriptures teach us that you can be sure of salvation because Jesus Christ is eternal life. Eternal life is a person. In what sin did in separating us from God, Jesus came to connect us back to God. And the only way back to God is through the cross, through his finished work there, and through the precious blood that cleanses us and brings us into a right relationship with him. Some of the most wonderful words in Scripture I often read to people who say, "Oh, you can't be sure. Oh, you can't know that you're going to heaven. You can't know that you have eternal life." Well, listen to this, my friend. In our chapter, 1 John chapter 5, and reading from verse 10, listen as God speaks the truth. "He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. This is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things have I written to you who believe on the name of the Son of God," now listen, "that you may know that you have eternal life." Not just hope or presume or wonder, but that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we've asked of him. How wonderful that God wrote these things that we might know that we have eternal life, that we are in him that is true, even in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And John says at the conclusion of 1 John 5:20, our text for today, "This is the true God and eternal life." Yes, you can be sure of the Son of God. You can be sure of the Scriptures. You can be sure of salvation and eternal life in heaven forever. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Paul said, "I have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better." He wrote, "To be absent from the body for a believer is to be present with the Lord." Absent, present, what a glorious prospect. Takes away the fear of death and gives us the wonderful assurance that heaven is our home and that we're just passing through, so that no matter how many years we may live, few, medium, or many, life is short, death is sure. Christ is salvation, and heaven is our home. Place your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ today. Pray and ask him to forgive your sins, to come into your life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. That's the Bible's promise. You can be sure of that.
As we wrap up this broadcast, we at Mission Go and Canada's National Bible Hour want you to know that you're in our prayers. We truly hope that the messages you've embraced today, stories from the mission field, touch your heart. Thank you so much for joining us today. We genuinely appreciate you being part of our listening family. And don't forget to order your copy of the booklet Love, a devotion series on the 9 fruits of the Spirit by Robert Strand. The fruits of the Spirit are such a beautiful way to enrich our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, as mentioned in Galatians 5:22-23. You can reach out to us at Canada's National Bible Hour, Box 1210, St. Catharines, Ontario, postal code L27A7, or for our friends in the United States at Box 2010, Buffalo, New York, 14231.